I feel very privileged to have spoken with the late Rory Gallagher. We met backstage at the Conway Civic Center in Waterloo and talked about Ireland, the Irish political scene, glam rock, and here he talks about his first band, Taste.
Well, Taste sort of was regarded as one of the bands, that British blues boom thing. We were, but on the other hand, we weren't, because we were kind of more than just a straight blues band. We were kind of writing a lot of our own material, and we're more progressive. But the blues was a very dominant feel. So, I don't know, we were the other guys in the band were from Belfast, so, and I'd spent time there, so there's a lot of that Belfast influence. We'd spent time in Germany, so there's that influence, and then, it's just, you couldn't really pigeonhole us into the British blues boom, because it was part of us, but it wasn't all of us, There's a lot of musical activity in Ireland.
There always is, might be, political scene.
Well, it's not helping, but it's still going on. People are still playing and learning instruments and stuff. But a lot of these Irish musicians really get the breaks, because they find it hard to get up and leave home and move to England and follow the old trail, the showbiz trail.
How about the Irish situation? Is there anything that a pop star can do?
Well, you can play there for one thing. It's hard to really know. What can you? I mean, it depends on how extreme you want to be. You can either go and fight, or you can be the pacifist and try and do something to soften the situation.
And what about that glam rock?
I guess it's all right. Gave the music scene a bit of a pep up. But I don't like when the music becomes second, and the theatrics become the first important thing. I can enjoy a lot of glamour artists, and theatrical artists, but it never really appeals to me the same way as watching a good blues artist would. I like a guy who can sit down in a chair with a guitar and sing and just do it all. It's really natural. I love that.